Meteora is a geological and cultural wonder, which makes your imagination to go back in time. We can go back as long as 60 million years ago, after the dinosaurs were extinct. Then the Earth looked different, and this area was covered by sea. The continents were drifting to their current positions, and the Earth movement caused the seabed to rise and the ocean to retreat, taking with it sandstone and conglomerate. Just imagine when you build a sandcastle and a big wave comes and reshapes it, leaving high peaks and deep corridors. Well, something similar happened here. And if you look closely at the pillars where the monasteries stand, you can see the movement of the sea, don't you? The cultural history of the site starts much earlier than with the constructions of the monasteries. It started more than 1,000 years ago, around the 10th century, with hermit monks that wanted to live a life of solitude and isolation. They settled in the caves and hollows of the rocks, a practice that was not uncommon during the medieval. A chapel, made inside a cave and dedicated to Holy Spirit, was erected by the very first hermit of Meteora, a hermit monk named Varnavas. You can visit the caves if you hike up the rock of Agio Nevma, Holy Spirit. I am sure that if you look around, you will understand that this was an appealing place for the hermits. Good place to be isolated, isn't it? But over time, monks from all over Byzantium followed, and the number of monastic dwellings increased. By the 12th century, Meteora was home to a thriving ascetic community. Many came because the threat of an Ottoman invasion, same reason why the monks started the construction of the monasteries on top of these rocks. Good place to spot invaders from the top of the peaks, isn't it? And also, a good way to be closer to God. The term Meteoron was introduced by Athanasius, who in the 14th century, founded the Great Meteoron Monastery, or the Holy Monastery of the Transfiguration of Jesus, which is the largest of all monasteries. He called Meteoron the rock on which this monastery was established. A word which in Greek means, between earth and sky. Or, hanged from nowhere. The plural form is Meteora, which later became the term to identify the entire cluster of rocks upon which the monasteries were constructed. Now you can access by bus or car, but for many centuries, the monks used scaffolds for climbing the rocks and getting supplies. As years passed, they started to use nets with hooks and rope ladders. Sometimes a basket was used, which was pulled up by the monks. Wooden ladders of 40 meters long were also one of the essential tools for accessing the monasteries. The monasteries flourished between the 15th and 17th century. Many monks from other monasteries arrived attracted by the divine environment. The monasteries also became a repository for Hellenic art and literature, as Greeks sought relief from Ottoman oppression. Several manuscripts have been retrieved and are safe on the monastic libraries. But raids of thieves and conquerors, after the 17th century, caused that many monasteries were destructed and abandoned. Today, only 6 monasteries are active, with a small number of monks or nuns who reside on Meteora. The monastery of Agio Stephanos is the only nunnery or female monastery. I am sure you will enjoy your visit to Meteora. It's a scene that will always be on your mind.